This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, so really, the headline in our world is that Michaela is 1 foot out the door to Puerto Rico as soon as this show.
Oh my God!
But so you say, did you sing last night?
No, I didn't sing last night, but I had to do. I was at EOS Fitness, which I don't know what area I was in. I feel like I don't even know the city anymore.
What area?
I know
town?
I was off. Yeah, I know I was off Low C.
Oh, yeah, North Los
Angeles. But I was looking around, you guys.
On
okay,
fifth?
Is that where I was? And
on
I
fifth?
Was like, yeah, maybe, yes. It was Rome and Low C, mm-hmm. is what I remember. And it took a long time to get there. That's what I remember.
Yeah,
I don't even know this city like I thought I did.
Oh,
but
no,
I was there yesterday, which was great. And then I had to do a couple of things for Fontainebleau. And then, but it was an all-day thing. Like, it just took all day long to get everything done. So all the things I wanted to pack, then I went to sleep.
Yeah, and that place that you were, that is the epitome of people, when people who grew up here, you know, grew up here like you, that go, oh, that's where I used to ride my motorbike out there. And we, who knew that back in like the 70s and 80s, that every single kid, uh-huh. I didn't know this, when you went to school, when you went to high school, they gave you a free motorbike because apparently everybody had them. It was like every single person. No,
what?
I'm joking. Because every single person you talk to goes, we rode motorbikes and had bonfires out there. And it's like, did everyone have a motorbike? Like, everyone?
No.
But that's the epitome.
I love bonfires. I never went.
Yeah. Sometimes you wonder if those things are okay. Like, where I grew up, everybody always talks about having parties out of the power lines. And it's funny because uh-huh. It's not like my friends and I wouldn't have been invited. You know what I mean? I just think it happened like once, maybe twice. And everybody goes, oh, yeah, that's what we did every weekend.
I love that so much. When you do one thing, people are like, we did it all the time. You went one time, babe.
So you were okay. So you were halfway to St. George at an EOS Fitness.
Yes.
And then so are your bags packed?
Yeah. No, they're not. Nope.
Excellent.
Mentally, they are, but
here's the biggest part of that. Have you selected the clothes? Are they laying out in piles? So all you got to do is shove them in a bag?
Yes.
Okay. That's three quarters of the battle. You're good.
Yeah.
You're good.
Thank you,
you can cram stuff in a bag. And then, yeah, now the downside of that is, so how was the cruise? I don't know. I spent my whole time ironing. I never went.
Literally.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, really great.
And what were you saying? You have to download music?
Yeah. Well, so with these kind of trips, my fiance DJs and I sing, she'll play my music for me. But we went 1 year where we didn't download the music before we got on the ship. Oh. And the Wi-Fi was horrible. Lord, I sing a whole show a cappella.
Yeah, never, ever trust anybody else's Wi-Fi. When they go, oh, no, the Wi-Fi is great. Yeah, until you get on the boat or whatever. Oh, no, the Wi-Fi at the hotel is world class. Oh, sorry, it's down today. And it's like, oh, no. But okay. I'm counting on this. And they're like, you should have done it before. We would have told you.
Yeah.
Who told you the Wi-Fi was good? Oh, that person, they don't work here anymore.
It was in the packet that you sent me. They're like, too bad. Sorry.
Nope. Nope. Okay. Well, okay. We'll get you there. Adrian's got to bust out. When are you leaving? Sunday?
Yes.
I'm not doing anything. I'll stay behind and anchor the whole place. I'll hold everything steady here.
Yeah.
And
then,
but we'll get you guys on your way. And because we're taking spring break a little bit late this year. Sorry. But hey, either way, Friday for everybody. Okay. And we'll get you through it. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. She's Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. And this is 98.5 KLUC.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay. Let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who is gracing us with their presence on this lovely Friday morning?
That'll be Sarah Luna from Mountain's Edge.
That's fantastic. Hi, Sarah Luna.
Hi.
I like calling you by your first and last name. It sounds fancy.
I know. What a cool Sarah name, Luna. Dude.
Sarah Luna. I like it.
Makes me think of Sailor Moon.
Mm-hmm. Luna means like moon, Michaela. Mm-hmm.
What'd you think? I was in culture and I didn't know that. Of course I didn't.
Well, that's not the reason I thought that. It was other things. That's why we get along. That's why we get along so well. We have similar backgrounds. Mm-hmm. I love that. Sarah Luna, listen, Steve and Lexi have been dating for 3 years. They decided not to celebrate birthdays. And Lexi pulled a fast one, pulled the end around and spent $50 on the stupid dog's birthday. And now she and Steve are fighting about it because he was like, hey, we're not spending money on birthdays. She said, you didn't say anything about the dog's birthday. He said his birthday was 2 weeks ago. She didn't get him jack. And so he's like, hey, you know, we said we weren't doing that. And she's like, well, you just didn't say we weren't doing this. How do you feel about it?
I actually agree with Steve on the fact that you guys agreed not to spend money on birthdays. I don't spend money on my pet's birthdays. I get something, you know, it's like a treat. But now they don't have children and they think it's something that's not their child. But you still buy your child a birthday present.
Right.
Hmm.
Did we lose her? Kind of.
But I don't agree. I don't think you should have spent $50 on a dog's birthday.
Yeah.
It was weird. We could still hear the car noise, but we couldn't hear you. It was so weird.
No.
Michaela, what do you think? No, we got the gist of it, though. Michaela, what do you think?
I think if you make an agreement, it's all good. But I feel bad. I love my dog. I think my dog's my little baby. $50 is a lot of money. I could get him a little $4 toy. I would feel bad to Lisa if I got my dog like a $50 gift and then nothing for her. I don't like it.
You agreed. Which is, I love that.
Yeah.
She's sticking it to him. But Adrian, thoughts?
I think it's ridiculous. Granted, I am not a pet owner. It's just like, yo, Chet, if me and you made an agreement, we want to save money this year.
Oh, yeah.
And every week, once a week, you go to McDonald's and buy a $10, you know, chicken nugget meal. And like, yo, that $10 adds up. If we're going to do something,
yeah. We're
going to do it. So
1,000,000,000%.
Totally.
However, Lexi's not wrong. They agreed not to buy presents for each other to save money. Now, I said this up front. You listen, I'm with all of you. You all said this. You all said a version of the same thing. Like, hey, Lex, slow down a tick.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you get this one. You get this one. You know, Lexi, we love you, dude. I'm sure we do. We've never met, but I'm sure we love you. But listen, you pulled a fast one. You're violating the spirit of the agreement on a technicality. You found a loophole and whatever. You know you were wrong. You know you were.
Yeah, girl, that's why you're asking. And we love you. But sure, it did that man dirty.
Once again, the voice of reason for this great nation of ours, Michaela Gordon. Pow.
Thank you.
But, okay, Lex, you get one. We're on to you. We see you. Knock it off. Good. And Sarah Luna, we'll see you at the M next Saturday for Myr.
Woo!
Yay!
All right, good. That's a good place to end. Have a good weekend. Woo-hoo.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
That's just a great way to start a day.
Friday morning, good feeling stories of the day. By the way, that's the good feeling story of the day. It's Friday. That's enough for you.
Yes,
Anything else is overkill. Yeah, right. Bye. See you later. It's brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
There's an animal charity called Four Paws that's running their own March Madness bracket. I've never, you know, every iteration of this bit has been done. Rarely is there a new original idea, but... Well, just sit down and listen to this for a second. March Napness, which, by the way, is violating all sorts of copyright laws, I'm sure. But it's a contest to find the sleepiest bear.
Oh, my God.
They're tracking 24 different bears at different animal sanctuaries to see when they emerge from hibernation. The last bear to wake up is the winner.
I love this so much. But then I remember that bears, when they wake up, they're like mad and cranky and hungry. So as sweet as it sounds, I could also see the bear being like, stop looking at me.
No, it's awesome. It's totally awesome. There are bears up in addition. Remember I told you my wife watches the otter cam at the Vancouver Aquarium from back in the day?
Yes.
There is also up at Grouse Mountain in Vancouver, Canada. Can you tell we love Vancouver? There are two bears up there, Grinder and Kula, and they have a hibernation cam on them. So I feel this deeply. It's so good. I'm sticking with the animal theme. The good folks at Guinness shared a video of the world's shortest goat. Her name is Karumbi, and she lives in India. She is a full-grown pygmy goat, but she's only 1 foot 3 inches tall. She's the Michaela Gordon of goats. She's a pygmy goat of goats. She's a goat. You know, okay.
Get this girl on the line.
Her owner applied for the record in January, and Guinness just went, all right, fine. Now it's official. And once again, we'll double down on this line. As far as short goats are concerned, she's the what?
The goat.
Yes. You know what? And that's a good place to end right there. It's good feeling stories of the day. Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
I get a good feeling.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5 Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I have a potentially inappropriate story that we didn't talk about. It came out earlier this week that I just wanted to get your thoughts on.
Go on. You had me at an inappropriate.
Okay. Three teenage girls. I don't know why that's so funny.
I know.
I think it was the look on your face. Go on.
Go on, babe.
Tell me more. Okay, I will.
Inappropriate. Go.
I feel like we need beverages. I feel like somehow Maybe you know what it is? It's the fact that you've shifted in your seat. You've shifted sideways in your seat and you got your elbow up on the back. So yeah, you're just, yeah, you're in full dish mode right now.
Chilling, ready for the goss.
So you're like, come on, bring it on. By the way, Friday morning, 7 o'clock, she is Michaela Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. And these three teenage girls in Houston are in trouble with the law. They were mad at their mom because she turned off the Wi-Fi. These three teenage sisters, 14, 15, and 16, coordinated a plan, but it's not very well thought out, because what happens if you actually succeed? You know what I mean? And then how, oh my God, they grabbed knives out of the kitchen and they were going to try and stab their mom. And they chased her through the house. She evaded them and ran out into the street.
Imagine birthing three little girls and they turn on you like that.
Yeah, and it's way out of control. One of them hit the mom in the ankle with a brick. Now remember, this is all because she turned off the Wi-Fi. So you know there was some yelling ahead of that.
Mm-hmm.
Their 70-year-old grandma who lives with them got knocked over while trying to protect the mom. Luckily, neither the mom nor the grandmother seriously hurt. All three daughters facing charges for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Yes.
Yes, Adrian. I'm speechless.
Yeah,
I just, Adrian. I don't like the execution of the plan, because if it would have went through and mom's no longer here, how are you going to sign into her phone to turn the Wi-Fi back on?
This is what I'm saying to you. There was no thought. They didn't. And then after that, oh God, now I'm hungry. Who's going to make me food? Yeah. Oh, that's right. We don't have any money. This is not. Yeah. None of it.
And they took Granny out, so she can't provide anything either.
Yeah, none of it's smart.
The passion was there, but the execution needs to be better.
Don't lead with your head. Don't lead with your heart.
Yeah.
And I will tell you this right now. If that was my mom, the cops would have showed up and you'd have found my mom with three knives in her hand and some bloody kids. That's
okay.
Not super bloody. I'm just saying that, you know, would have been enough.
Just enough to make a point.
You come at me with a knife? Give me that.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh my God, you know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Isela Lopez.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? From what part of town? Oh, there was a lot going on. There was a lot happening in a very short amount of time. Did we find out where Isela's from? I'll ask her. Hey, Isela, where are you from? Where did I tell you from?
I'm in Centennial Hills.
Outstanding.
Hey.
We love our Centennial Hills people. Mm-hmm. The 89131, perhaps?
89166.
Yeah, girl. That's right. That's the good part. No, I love that. All right. This game is crazy. Who gets more for an internet post? Is it Beyonce or Justin Bieber?
I would say Beyonce.
Michaela.
I would say Beyonce.
Adrian.
I'm going Beyonce as well.
Beyonce, with 312 million followers, gets 1.89 million per internet post. I know. I wish you could all see Michaela's face. Can you put it? What do you think that face sounds like that you just made?
Okay. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
$1 million for a post?
In my head, that face that you made sounded like,
Yeah, literally. Yeah, that's a lot.
That's what the captions say.
I'm Bieber, excited if I get likes after a post, a little $1 million.
Bieber with 294 million followers, gets 1.76 million per post.
Play money.
Okay, well, hold on to something. Who gets more for an internet post? Dwayne The Rock Johnson. By the way, I'll come back around to that. Or Dwayne Johnson or Selena Gomez.
Oh.
I would say Selena.
Same.
Yeah, yeah, I knew you were going to go there. Adrian.
I'll go with The Rock.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson has 394 million total followers and gets 2.3. Remember, Beyonce gets 1.89 million per post. Dwayne The Rock Johnson gets 2.32 million per post.
Stop.
Selena Gomez, with her 421 million followers, gets 2.55 million per post.
That's literally, you could make your entire income off of just posting and never leave your house again.
That's crazy.
I didn't even know The Rock had it like that.
He's the most followed man in North America, technically. Only like Ronaldo or whoever follows them more.
Yeah, and by the way, North America, the key to what you just said. Okay, I'm gonna. Who, do you know anything about soccer, Isela?
No, I know about two soccer players.
Okay, this is really funny. Who are the two soccer players?
I know Ronaldo and Messi.
Well,
that's good.
No, and this is great. You have fallen straight into my trap. And I just went back to double check. Yes, this is who charges more for a social media post. Is it Cristiano Ronaldo or Lionel Messi?
I would say Messi.
I would say Ronaldo because his wife is brilliant, beautiful, has her own campaigns, and I feel like she's a businesswoman.
Mm-hmm. Called Ronaldo.
What? Who had Cristiano Ronaldo knowledge on their bingo card coming from Michaela today? That I'm stunned. What? You...
No. What do you mean? Well, first, I played soccer for like 15 years.
Sure.
But
me too.
Did you play professionally? Like you played like in leagues?
No, like you. No, like you. I was six.
No, I'm serious.
I didn't even know which way to kick
the ball.
No, I
wasn't a professional soccer player if I wasn't a singer. That's a real thing. I love it. The point, though, is I love his wife, and she's like a whole business. My answer is Ronaldo.
Was it the under 5 foot league? What?
No, I was a goalie.
Sorry, that was not fair. That was not, you know what? That was not nice.
It was totally fair. But I was a goalie. I loved it. I played for a long time.
Professional.
I wanted to go pro. Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, yeah.
I was a singer instead.
and did Chet play mean? Professionally?
No.
I got in high school, like the whole thing. Yeah, I loved it.
We'll talk off here about it. No, I played. I was state select. I was state select. Oh, yeah, I was pretty good goalie myself.
Oh, really?
Okay, but you said wait. So you said Ronaldo because his wife is brilliant. And all that. Adrian, Ronaldo or Messi? Who charges more for a social media post?
I'll go Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo has 651 million followers. By the way, that's double Beyonce. Double Beyonce. Charges 3.23 million per social media post. Lionel Messi has 505 million followers and gets 2.59 million per post.
Insane.
But still wild. Just wow.
That's crazy.
This one is wow.
Same
girl. This one's tougher. Let's do one more and be done with it. Let's do one. Khloe Kardashian or Ariana, do you say Ariana or Ariana Grande? How do you say it, Isela?
Ariana.
I say Ariana, and I think we're wrong. I'm not sure. Khloe Kardashian or Ari Grande?
That's a tough one. I would say Khloe Kardashian.
I would say Ariana Grande.
Adrian.
I'm leaning towards Grande.
Mm-hmm. I would have leaned towards Kardashian just because of all the reasons that you said a second ago, Michaela, about, you know, the business and this and that, and, you know, and that they cultivated all of this. It's super close. Khloe has 303 million followers and charges $1.87 million per social media post. Ariana Grande with 376 million followers, 2.26 million Ooh. Per post. But Ari gets 2.26 million per post.
That's crazy. But that makes sense, too, because these people don't post very, very often. And now it makes sense. They're like, it's a whole bankroll for them.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And you got to protect the brand. Mm-hmm. We fight that battle here. Well, can't you just make a post?
Pay up.
Okay. I can just because I can't help myself. Kylie Jenner or Kim Kardashian?
Ooh.
Only because it's super hard. Kylie or Kim?
Has to be Kim.
I'd say Kylie.
I'm going Kim.
I would have believed Kim too all day long, but Kim Kardashian has 357 million followers, charges $2.17 million per post. Less than Ari, which I found interesting. Mm-hmm. Less than Ariana Grande. And Ariana Grande has more followers than Kim. Kylie Jenner, 421 million followers, charges $2.38 million.
Unreal.
But crazily enough, so Kylie is in the Selena Gomez range, which is, you know, bigger than The Rock, bigger than Beyonce, bigger than Bieber. And Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi, because of their worldwide appeal, literally their worldwide appeal, just blow everybody out of the water.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah, that whole game's fascinating. One final question for you, Isela, with your Chris Brown Breezy Bowl XX tour tickets. What is your favorite Chris Brown song?
I have so many. I mean, one of the tops is definitely Kiss Kiss. Just brings me back.
All right, you know what? Take it old school on a Friday. Take it old school on a Friday. Congratulations. Have an amazing weekend. And thanks for hanging out and playing our stupid game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The old fake radio DJ in the song. Good times.
Those normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
It's a good time. No, because that like Kiss Kiss, Michaela and I were talking off the air that, man, that is like a time capsule of year. You know what I mean? Just the baseline, the backgrounds, the fake radio DJ thing. It's like, tell me, Daddy, tell me about 2003. And it's like, here you go. Just listen to this, kid. This is what it is.
God, calling yourselves
every guy when they, you know, in a rap song, we talk about being a bandit. You know what I mean? Because I'm a bandit. Because I'm thieving it. You know that.
Totally.
You know, that is going to be a really great show. Honestly, Chris Brown at Allegiant Stadium. Jeez, that's it's big. You know what I mean? It's just everything's going to be big. Explosions and video screens and whatnot. Well, and
you forget how many amazing songs he had. Like this week, I'm like, oh my God, yeah. Oh, that's, oh my God, I love that song. It's crazy.
Yeah. No, it's been fun. I realize I'm playing fast and loose with the whole, hey, what was, so I have all the Chris Brown, like I have the Chris Brown songs in front of me where I can click and put them in, but I've only got 12 on a page. So it's like, but there are
pages, plural.
I just have Chris Brown typed into the search and we have 115. Mm-hmm. Now that also includes commercials that may, for, you know, for the concert. So there's about 110 Chris Brown songs available.
That's crazy.
Available.
Crazy.
And it's like, and I realize it could be like, give me a second while I try to find this, but so far so good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Awesome. 177 second survey coming up in a minute. James Murray from Impractical Jokers is doing stand up at the M Pavilion at the M Resort next Saturday. We would love to send you, our buddy Hot Gabe. We haven't talked about Hot Gabe in a while. Hot Gabe's got a problem with some of you people. Hot Gabe's got a problem with some internet parents. And a former member of this show They used to do the same thing. They would something about the same offense. I'm trying to come up there. Commit the same crime, if it is in fact a crime. But what's great was the way that they did it back in the day was it was pre-technology. So it was really kind of funny, and it made the idea was to kind of hide what they were doing, and instead it just drew more attention to it.
Yeah.
And if you said anything about it, it would be a fight. And it was, so we were very measured as to whether, because we knew if you teased him about it, it would be a fight. Okay. And now it has come back around to rear its ugly a decade later on this fine radio program.
Let's go.
So we'll do that and more. Oh yeah. And how do we feel about breast milk ice cream?
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Sounds hot.
It's your 177 second survey.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
All right. Who's on the phone?
We got Aaron Harris from Sunrise Mountain.
Not to be confused with Sunrise Manor, which I imagine. Are they the same? Are they one and the same, Aaron?
Yeah. It's the same. Yeah.
They are?
They are, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right on. Well, good. You ready to do a 177-second survey? I hope so, because here we go. Our buddy Hot Gabe went on a social media rant about parents. Do you have kids?
I do.
Did you do the thing where you posted pictures of them on social media, but you covered their faces with emojis?
Mm-mm. No.
Our old producer and it would turn into a fight because we would laugh. They would print out pictures and then put pieces of paper that they tore with tape covering their faces. So they would still post the pictures, but you couldn't see the kids' faces because they didn't want somebody stealing the kids' identity. You know, anyway, I get it. And listen, you can never be too careful with your kids. They're your kids. That's Wait, your job.
She printed out the photos like they were hard.
It was pre. It was
of the photo.
And then they would take a picture of that and post it. But it was pre technology. Like it was harder to post pictures than it is now. It was harder to blur out stuff.
Got it.
Or you know, so they would just. But we would tease him mercilessly because we would be like, all I can look at is this stupid piece of paper with the tape.
Uh-huh.
And he'd get mad, and rightfully so. And then after a while, we felt bad about it, and we stopped saying anything. And so Hot Gabe is mad about parents posting pictures on social media but covering their kids' faces with emojis. Her point is that it ruins the picture, so why are you posting at all? Mm. Aaron, whose side are you on?
Yeah, I mean, you do you. If you don't want to post pictures of your kids' faces, then don't. If you don't want to look at pictures of emojis, then don't.
Yes, honey, that's the Friday energy we need.
That part of the answer is my favorite part.
Yes.
But I am kind of with Hot Gabe on that. It's like, what are you doing? Like, great, here's a picture of my child's torso.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point?
Yeah,
I mean, it could be for them, because I know when my kids were younger, I would post like the 1 month photos and the 2 month photos, and it's like your own memory.
Yeah,
essentially, you know, maybe it's for your own.
It also makes me believe that your kid might be exceptionally ugly. I said it. They're not all beautiful. Listen, I was an ugly kid. I was an ugly baby. I was an ugly
Show
baby.
Show us that photo.
Sure.
Don't cover your face.
No, it took me until I was about three. And then, yeah. And I came into my own.
Not three.
Okay, listen, we got to do this really quick because otherwise I'm going to burst. A mom, have you, you said you have kids. How old are your kids?
16, 13, and 6.
Jesus. Good Not kids. You. God, you look like you're 16. Are you kidding? I don't know what you look like, but I'm just saying. There's a mom-friendly brand called Frida. They are coming out with a new, unique frozen treat. It is, get ready, breast milk flavored ice cream. Research has shown that 70% of women have sampled their own milk. 29% of men are interested in trying it. And according to people that they've talked to, what, Adrian?
Oh,
why'd
God,
you shut your mic off?
Please, I'm listening.
Sign language. He's signing to himself.
I'm just a part of this 29%. Anyway, continue. I'm sorry.
Oh, that you're interested. Know that you're interested. I would look. I don't know. I don't know that I'm tight enough with anybody that I'm needing to sample that. But I wouldn't be opposed to it. According to, did that sound bad? Because
yes.
I didn't mean for it to. I'm just saying I'm not afraid. Apparently
it tastes.
We ain't having no babies. That's the thing. This is never going to happen. Yep. Apparently it tastes sweet and creamy. Frida breast milk ice cream.
Breast milk is sweet. It tastes well, and it's good for kids, especially if they're not able to actually have breast milk from their mother, which happens sometimes.
Is this your kink? Never mind.
It's not a kink. I've tried it. I'm down for it, so I'll have ice cream.
Whereas I know too much.
It's sweet.
I know enough to know I know too much. It's not made with actual breast milk, but it's breast milk flavored. How much would it cost? How much would they have to pay you? How much would they have to pay you, Aaron, to try breast milk flavored ice cream?
I mean, I haven't tried it. It sounds weird, but we drink cow's milk, and we're not cows.
Yeah.
Sure.
Good point.
Sure. I like, you know what? Like you were saying, Michaela, I like her vibe. She's just like, you know,
oh, let me do it. Yeah, she's like, whatever, breast milk, hot milk. I like ice cream.
Yeah, don't draw me into your BS. Yeah. Just, you know, do your
give
thing.
Me what I came for, babe. Get, let me out of here.
Just give me my tickets to go see Murr at the M and let me go on about my bid. Yeah. I'm the one. You know what? You know what the M stands for? She goes, I love going to the M. I love going to the M Pavilion. I love going to the M Resort. You know why? Because M stands for mind my own business. That's what.
Yes. Period.
All right. Good. No, you've done a great job, Erin. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
Listen, everybody stop going after the Total Honesty P1s.
What now?
We opened up the floodgates earlier this week, and now literally I'm telling you, every email that I get for relationship rehab, every DM, every has some sort of shot at the Total Honesty P1s. Those are the people that are like, well, if they've told one lie, what other lies are they telling? And we hear it all the time.
Yeah.
Everything, except for yesterday, when somehow, if we're talking about lying about being a vegan, that doesn't qualify. And trust me, I got so much stuff after the show about he should be able to have a burger. That's not the point. She was worried about him lying about it.
Yeah.
And hiding beef jerky in his car, as in her words, like he was a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Total Honesty P1s. This, I will tell you, this is shocking. This is wow. Wow. If you know, are you obligated to tell? Oof. Or can you just pocket the $10,000 and walk away? Total Honesty P1s. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I believe in the movie Tombstone, Val Kilmer played Doc Holliday. And I believe the line from that movie was, my hypocrisy knows no bounds. I believe is what that is. But yeah, we'll get into it in just a minute. Hang on.
Wake up.
KLUCFM and HD1 Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning.
Always makes me feel good.
98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Just past 8 o'clock Friday morning, she is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Windy heading into the weekend and maybe kind of cloudy.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun. I like the switch up. I think it'll be all right.
I never like the winds unless it's blowing the right direction to give that Beyonce feel, but it wasn't giving that this morning walking to my car. I was like,
And it's not even warm enough to be like blow dryer. You know what I mean? It's just wind. It's just wind. And it's not even bringing, it's not going to bring any rain or anything like some clouds. Yeah, it'll be fine. But it's Friday, so who cares? Are you ready for relationship rehab? Reggae in the Desert tickets for you. Leslie in Centennial Hills says, let's see how the Total Honesty P1s feel about this. Lay off the Total Honesty P1s. You guys.
Poor babies.
I recently, although this is just unbelievable, I recently found out my boss is having an affair with a coworker.
Oui.
How do I know this? Because I walked in on him in the act, in the office. Now they have asked me to cover for them during their secret rendezvous. My boss even offered to give me $10,000 in cash if I keep quiet, because he knows that I know his wife. We do charity work together. And she's one of the sweetest people I know. I'm really struggling with money. My car isn't running. and I'm late on rent, this money would really, really help. Mm-hmm. But I am conflicted. Am I a bad person if I accept, or do I have an obligation to tell his wife? Well, 702-364-9898. Yeah, if you guys know me, you know what I'd do.
Yeah.
You know what I'd do.
I have my answer set, but it's a tough situation.
I'm not a dishonest person. I'm not. I don't think. Of course, that's what all the liars say.
Yeah.
Just kidding. All the liars say. They say, oh, I'm a dishonest person. No, but 702-364-9898. Reggae in the Desert is Saturday, April 19th, about 3 weeks away at the Clark County Amphitheater. Would you like to go for free? Hit us up and let's work this out. I'm very interested to hear what people would say. Mm-hmm. It's Relationship Rehab only on the Jeff Buchanan Show, 98.5 KLUC.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Leslie stumbled upon her boss and one of her coworkers in the office after hours. Here's what sucks. They've asked them to cover it off. Leslie's boss has offered 10 grand if she'll keep it quiet, because Leslie knows her boss's wife. They do charity stuff together. And Leslie will tell you she's one of the sweetest people I know. Now, just to muddy the waters a touch, Leslie's really struggling right now. Her car's not running. She's late on rent. So what do you do? We'll start. Hey, Andre, we'll start with you, buddy. What do you think?
Yes. Keep your mouth shut. Take the money.
That's my initial thought.
I mean, you're struggling. It's hard. You don't want to be the one that breaks up their marriage. And what if they have kids? And I just feel really bad for. But you need the money. Times is tough.
Yeah. Knowing your dog is like, how many treats could we buy with 10K? Okay. Dog's like, how many treats can we buy with 10K?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, lots of treats.
Right? Andre, hang on 2 seconds. Adrian's going to get your information so we can send you to Reggae in the Desert, all right?
All right, mahalo, Ted.
You're welcome. I've been to Hawaii enough. What's thank you in Hawaiian? We all know that what's your welcome in Hawaiian? We all know mahalo's thank you. What's your welcome in Hawaiian?
Mahalo is everything.
Just like aloha.
I love it.
I love that.
Hey, mahalo, two times.
What island are you from?
Oahu.
Gotcha, man.
Wow, this is Andre Fernandez, your former CEO.
Bro. Oh, the former CEO of CBS Radio, Andre Fernandez. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah, you didn't know that. That predates you. That predates you, Michaela. Yeah. All right, listen. Yeah. Dog's making me crazy. All right. Have a good weekend, buddy. Our old when we were CBS Radio, our old CEO was Andre Fernandez, and it pops up on the screen one day, and I'm like, what? Because it's possible. Andre liked Vegas, and he liked us. So it was like, okay, well, it could be him. It wasn't.
That's so great.
It was the other Andre. All right, let's jump to Melinda. Melinda, do you take the money? The boss is having an affair. Leslie knows the boss's wife. The boss has offered her 10 grand to keep it quiet. What do you do?
You got to tell the wife because it, but then I thought, well, it's none of your business. But then she caught them red-handed. So now it is kind of your business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just morality. It's morals. It's, of course, you need the money. But at the end of the day, are you going to feel comfortable? Like, oh, I took this money, but his wife is nice. She's good. I still say tell her, you know, you caught them red-handed. You're part of the business now. You're part of their situation. So and yeah, you, oh gosh, and that's her boss, so she'll probably lose her job.
For the record, well, no, it, no, you've got a lifetime contract at that point.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're there as long as your boss is there. Man, it's pretty split. It's pretty split. Michaela, where are you leaning here?
Listen, you know me, I've been in positions where I really needed the money. Rent was short. I get it. I really do. It's a stress like nothing else, but I couldn't live with myself taking the dirty money. I just couldn't. It's not who I am. I'm a woman. I couldn't see her at the charity events and not. I think I would just tell the boss, if you don't tell her yourself, I am going to have to tell her so you can like do what you need to do. Otherwise, I'm going to. Because I just can't. I know women that have been cheated on. It's awful.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. No way.
I have been. It's not.
Yeah,
it's
it doesn't not, feel good.
It's not pleasant. But if I knew, can I tell you this? Now, that's interesting. You just opened up a new window for me. Let's jump to Candace. I want to bring Candace in on this if we could. So, Candace, you are of the mindset of don't say anything. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Yeah, I would keep the secret and I'd take the 10 grand and keep my job.
And if that's the thing, and if I knew, listen, if I knew that you got 10 grand and you didn't tell me, I'd be like, good for you. Good for you. Of course, that's my 10 grand too, but okay. I mean, that's my 10 grand essentially. Mm-hmm. Is there a world where you can get the 10 grand and then still tell? That'll get you killed. That bad things will happen then.
Uh-huh. It's over, baby.
Yeah, I don't know. So we live in a world of all kinds of politics and everybody gets screwed left and right. I would just keep my mouth shut.
Yeah. No, I'm leaning. John, convince us the other way.
This is a tight situation because if she takes the money and, you know, then she's got moral issues in her head that she's going to have to live with.
Yeah.
if she doesn't, then it's going to be awkward at her job and she may lose her job, you know, so that's the toss up. But for me, morally, I would have to probably tell twice.
Mm-hmm. It's awkward anyway. It's going to be awkward anyway.
It's awkward either way, but since she knows the wife, it's going to live with her. It's going to live with her. And 10 grand ain't enough. She might have to ask more. I don't know.
I would take the 10 grand. I would drop breadcrumbs like crazy. You know what I mean? Like, I might not come right out and tell her, but I would definitely.
But kind of leave.
And I think. And you know what? And they're going to trip up. Yeah, they're going to trip up at some point.
Definitely. Definitely.
I don't know. It just, man, the 10 grand when your car's not running and you're late on rent, that's hard. 10 grand's enough. And, you know, everybody's got their price. 10 grand is enough to get my attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Nobody will look at me right now.
No, I am. I'm listening to you.
I'm a bad person. Do you feel I'm an awful person?
I would never judge you.
Well, yes, Chad, I think you brought up a key thing about them tripping up. Like, I'm assuming that at some point this is going to be found out by the wife. Yeah. So it's none of my business. I'll take the money. I'll keep my mouth shut because you're the one who's going to blow it up eventually.
But you
this seems so easy. And Michaela, you brought up a good thing. You brought up friendship. Like, this isn't a friend situation. If it's my friend, 100% I'm letting him know. These are my coworkers. These are my bosses. Like, just think back all the jobs you've had. You don't talk to your bosses from jobs from 5 or 6 years ago. So they're not strangers, but they will be. So I don't have any attachment to this situation. I'm just like, whoop, I'll take the money and keep my mouth shut.
Maybe it's because I'm a woman. I literally couldn't do it, whether we were friends or not. I could not take that money knowing what I know. I just couldn't do it. It's not worth it. And I feel like what's done in the dark always does come to light. So even if they do trip up and mess up, if it's found out that you knew and you took 10K and didn't say anything, that's awful too. It's not worth the 10K.
Yeah, but that's why I was, but that's what I was saying. Like, if I knew,
if Amy was a lot,
if Amy was screwing, if Amy was screwing around and somebody came up and they said, hey, I knew, but I got, but she gave me 10 grand to keep quiet. I don't know that I would, I'd kind of be like, good for you, bro. I mean, you know, like literally, like my car wasn't running. I was late on rent. And honestly, that bailed me out. I was toast and that bailed me out. And yeah, I'd like to.
I'm a firm believer that you're blessed on your morals. The money will come. Like, I genuinely believe that. It's, you stay a good person and then all of the good things come to you. I've literally lived my life like that. I feel sure. That way. And that would just suck. Oh, I just feel bad for the wife. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. Michaela for president. I think that's it. We're split. I don't think we'll ever come to a, I was trying to come to a conclusion, and I just don't, I think it's case by case. So, okay. If you're Leslie's friend, you're telling her, don't take the money. Michaela, you're telling her, don't take the money.
Don't take it. Tell
sorry,
the
your life. Sorry, your life sucks. I can't help you, but don't take the money.
Don't take it. Not worth it.
Huh. All right. All right. Tell her to take the money. Okay, fine. Judge Hall, judge away. But my friend's car is going to get fixed, damn it. Michaela, I'm telling you, I've saved this story all week, and I almost let it slip through our fingers, and we almost ended up getting all the way through a Friday. I mean, I know the show still goes for 90 minutes, but
yes.
I almost missed telling you this story that I saved for you.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Police in England, Michaela.
Mm-hmm.
In West Midlands, to be specific.
Yes.
There was a donkey who'd gotten out of what? I don't know. But the donkey had gotten out. He'd gotten through the fence. You're so serious. It's a donkey.
I'm really listening here, though.
You really are. You're way
far. Well, I haven't heard the whole story yet. A donkey. What's funny about a donkey? I want to know the deal.
What could be wrong with a donkey? Nothing. And I just thought it was so adorable. For the record, she just flipped she turned sideways and flipped her elbow on the back part of her chair. That means she's now in a relaxed posture.
I just didn't laugh at the donkey because I don't know what he did yet. He better perform, or I'm not going to think he's funny.
I know. You were so judged. It was like, wow.
Yeah, it's 2025, babe. A lot of animals do things, okay?
I've been hearing animal stories all week from you.
Yeah, okay. You better show up, donkey.
Great. What's one more? What do I care?
Are you talking, donkey?
I understand. But the donkey was... But the donkey had gotten out, and the donkey, being a donkey, wasn't going back in. They were not.
Sure.
They tried a lot of different things. They finally figured out. So they said, hey, anybody got anything that we could feed this donkey? And somebody said, yeah, I got mints in my pocket. And they found out that the donkey really, really loves mints. and so they fed him one mint. Now, I realize, don't at us. We didn't feed the donkey mints. We're not going to feed the donkey mints. We know that the mints probably aren't great for the donkey, but who knows? Maybe they are. Whatever. He likes them. It's all that matters.
Yeah.
He loves mints. Sergeant Chris Beards reports he loves mints. Once he had chomped down on one, he was braying for more and followed us until he could get more mints. Now, here's the funny part. We made sure the fence was secure so he couldn't get out again. And then they stopped by every day to visit the donkey to feed him mints.
Wow.
And it's become a thing.
I love it.
Which is why we know about it. Except One day, Sergeant Beards did not stop because he didn't have any mints. And guess what?
Pissed.
The donkey got out again.
Good for that donkey. Good.
Kind of like, I mean, a little, you can draw the comparison between whatever her name was a minute ago and getting the 10 grand to keep her mouth shut, you know? Well, like, the donkey was like, as long as I get my mints, mm-hmm. I'm cool with staying in this fence.
Yeah.
But you know what? You don't bring me my mints.
I'm out.
I'm way out. I just want you to know that I can get out whenever I want. But yeah. You're bringing me mints, so I'm cool.
Yeah. But the minute you stop, bye.
And that's the story of the mint loving donkey. That's, you know what? That's all I had for you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I guess how you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 9 o'clock for real. Thank God it's Friday, March 28th. Oh, does April Fool's fall on a Monday this year? Or is it Tuesday? That would be a big deal for us, but we're not, we're out of here next week because Michaela has been command performance on some Puerto Rican cruise and she's going. So, yeah, it's on Tuesday. Just beware. April Fool's is coming. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. How about this? And this story came out earlier this week. We haven't really talked about it yet, and I want to make sure that everybody heard it. Because there's a woman in Florida who's going to jail and probably going to go to jail for a while because she robbed a Dairy Queen with a gun.
Oh, God.
44-year-old Allison Fetting flashed a gun at the Dairy Queen near Fort Lauderdale. Said, what do they always say? What do they always say? They point the gun and they say,
give me your money.
Yeah, give me all that money out of that cash register. And apparently the girl behind the cash register, you know, freaked out, probably peed a little, you know, that kind of thing. Couldn't get the cash register open, right? So she's, you know, and now Allison is, come on! And she lost her nerve. In a panic, grabbed the tip jar and bounced. So this happened way back in February of 2024. They arrested her the next day. They just charged her on Friday. That's why we're hearing about it now. Here's the spin on all of this.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to go to jail for armed robbery. Do you know how much was in that tip jar?
Oh, my God. $2 because no one carries cash anymore.
$1.50. $1.50. She was already in jail for several other armed robberies and for drugs. That's why they couldn't catch her because she was already caught. So right?
I'm glad because if you're stealing and you only got $1.50, you should pay. Disrespecting Dairy Queen that way.
Yeah, honestly, all the other armed robbers are like, get her out of here. She sucks at this. You're embarrassing the rest of the, you know.
Yeah, don't put her in our cell either. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, she doesn't get to be in our club.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Listen, before we go and I don't get to see you for a week, can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Because remember last time we left, and we didn't see each other for a while. I came back with this beard that I've had now for a couple months. I was really considering the other day when it was 90, I went, it wasn't so terrible, but it was just exceptionally itchy that day. And I'm really thinking about shaving the beard. Do you like the beard?
Well, I like the beard. What's the reasoning behind the beard? You just wanted to change new look?
I just grew it.
Mm-hmm. No, I like it.
Not a religious statement or anything like that. I grew it. Somebody told me I was giving off Zaddy vibes. And so I ran with it. I was like, I know. But here's why I ask. I was pretty sure I was going to do it. And then I went, well, apparently the hot thing right now is beard transplants.
What?
So who am I to just go, oh, look at me, I can grow a beard whenever I want, and then just shave it off when other people are pulling hair from the back of their head and inserting it into grafts on their face.
Let me tell you something. I saw women were doing this with their eyebrows, but a full beard. Yes.
No.
Yes. They take care and they put on their eyebrows. I will say this, though. If you've got it, baby, flaunt it. Because you have a good beard. It's pretty thick.
This guy that does this says interest in beard transplants has tripled in the last 5 years. He's doing up to 100 transplants every year. God, do the math on that. That's 10 a month. That's one every 3 days. Shush. I think there's this new form of masculinity where the beard has become important, says the beard doctor. Another surgeon says it's not a good option if you lack a lot of coverage. There's a very high risk that a transplant won't look natural if you're talking about doing a full face. That's kind of the same way that, you know, when you know some guy's got plugs, you know,
it's like a little toupee on your face.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to bring it up. I wanted to, and I wanted you to tell me I was pretty. And so that was, you know, that was really it. that was all there was. I may still shave it anyway.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's The More You Know. Before we go, how much cash do you have on you right now?
Zero.
I have $8. I have $8.
Listen, that's pretty good because I feel like cash is like not something people care anymore.
Yeah, and I rarely do. And even in the situations why I have the cash, you know what I mean? Like sometimes I'll tip... You know, I just like to tip in cash.
Yeah.
Just if it's somebody that's done a usually at the golf course. It's usually what it is. Some guy cleans off your clubs, you flip him a bill, and it's all good. But this, if you're one of those people that goes, no, I'm not carrying cash, and I'm never carrying cash. And listen, dude, if you want a tip from me, you better have Venmo.
Give me your Venmo,
or a Zelle or something.
How do I do it?
The average $1 bill has 3,000 different types of bacteria on it.
Honestly, I feel like I knew this because one time I was counting tips that I made from singing. I kept licking my fingers and like, you know how you do when you're like,
yeah.
And Lisa was like, my fiance was like, you're disgusting. Stop doing that. And I was like, oh my God, that's true.
And you were an old Italian grandma when you were 10. So, you know what I mean? So you're licking your thumb. I get it.
Had a smoke in my mouth.
With the red lipstick on the end. Sure. Like, oh, I miss Imperial Palace. Oh, those cocktail servers there. Old school Vegas people. People who've been around for a minute. You know what I'm talking about. That's why Michaela's laughing. And that's why Adrian's not. Because the reference either hits or it does not. When Pixar was editing Toy Story 2, somebody managed to accidentally delete a huge chunk of the movie.
No.
Miraculously. I mean, they thought it was gone, lost forever. Miraculously, there was a backup because an employee on maternity leave had saved it so she could work on it at home.
Oh my God.
And if it was not for her, they would have had to start at the beginning.
Wait, I find this so interesting because it's a panic that I have whenever I'm writing an email, anything, whatever. Have you ever done, I don't want to get us off topic, but have you ever done that? Have you ever deleted something on an accident?
I'm sure I have.
Or like, oh my God, what am I going to do now?
No, I'm sure I have.
Panic.
No, and it was, and this is not a political thing, but people were like, oh, it's terrible, incompetent, and you know, and all that. When they had the text thing with the battle plans or whatever the heck it was or wasn't, you know, that everybody was screaming about earlier in the week. And I was like, it happens. No, it sucks. And you guys are dopes. And I guarantee it'll never happen again. Because all it takes is sending, I've done the, I was talking mess about somebody and I sent the text.
Oh my God.
I've done that. And I guarantee it, I'll never do it again. I guarantee that will never happen again.
So, that's so juicy though. I love that. Did they respond or were you just like, sorry, bye?
I don't even want to talk about it. It's Friday and I don't need this in my life right now. Let's go. You, Michaela, have an amazing trip. Follow us at 95KLUC. Follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. We'll keep you up to date on all of our exploits over the next week. Adrian, what do you got working?
Before we get out of here, be sure to follow me. Let's do Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio Plus. 3 brand spanking new episodes of Unlikely available on the free Odyssey app and, of course, on YouTube, where you should hit that subscribe button. Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez.
And heading off on a fabulous Puerto Rican cruise where she's the star headliner. She's the only reason people are getting on that boat. They don't want to go to Puerto Rico. They want to see Michaela Gordon. That's why they're going. That's how I'm writing this thing.
That's the story in my mind.
And I guarantee there will be pictures of her butt on a beach if you follow Michaela at
MIKALAH Gordon. Yeah, picture my butt. Also, we're debuting a new stand-up show. Michaela Gordon, nice to meet you. I'm so excited about it.
Wait,
I'm gonna post a couple of clips. Yes, it's the show that we're premiering there. I'm very excited. So you want to follow along?
Who is this? We? Who is this? We? I'm not a PC. I have no piece of this. This is the first time hearing about it. Is this?
It's so good. I'm so excited about it. It's part of my stand-up in some of the songs. Lisa, my fiance, will be spinning the songs. She often does shows with me, but it's new material that we're debuting, and I'm very
on the
excited.
Boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying it was a thing that you were doing online. And I was like, hold up. Well, I've been in the dark on all of this.
Well, I am going to post it online. But for the show. So it's going to be good.
It's like an old school variety show. I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How fun.
So it'll be fun. Follow along.
Have an amazing trip. I miss you already.
Thank you. Miss you already.
See you in a week. And everybody have an amazing weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.